Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. It's always interesting to read about how scammers try to cheat others of their money, especially when the scammers are the ones getting fooled themselves. In a Facebook post, one Malaysian man, who sells toys online, received a message from a scammer inquiring about the items he was selling. But the scammer, who didn't seem to understand Bahasa Melayu, immediately asked for a Proton Wura. Willing to pay RM2,700 for toys? At this point, the seller was already aware of what was happening and decided to play along with the scammer, who didn't seem to notice he was being trolled. The scammer even agreed to buy the toys for RM2,700 without specifying which toy he wanted. The scammer then asked the seller for his bank account number and the seller replied, saying his name was Abba Fauka bin Abdul Ghani. The scammer also asked him for his email address and house address, to which the seller gave him a made-up address. 15JLN Org Hensam Selayang Baru Bundar Org 2 Hensam Sahaja 86100 Sebelah Rumah Asik Ramli UMNO. The seller wrote. The scammer then asked the toy seller not to deal with other buyers. I trust you, you trust me. Nice dealing with you, he said. Scammer wants seller to pay an activation fee. About 40 minutes later, the scammer told the seller that he had transferred the money, but that it was still pending, as an activation agent fee needed to be paid first before the money can be credited into the seller's account. Probably having a good time, the seller asked the scammer for his bank account number, which the scammer gladly gave to him. Okay, sure, PNDK. PNDK in Malaysia is you are a very, very nice person. The seller said to the scammer. The scammer then told the seller that he has to go to an ATM machine to pay the agent fee in order to verify the money which is still pending. The seller replied with profanities, but the scammer obviously didn't know what was going on. Seller. Give me 30 minutes to transfer the money. Okay, scammer, no cheating or any frauds in this transaction. Seller, okay, I trust you Beba. Scammer, I trust you too. I wait for the receipts. To troll the scammer further, the seller playfully sent a screenshot of a recipe for Ayam Masak Hitam and pretended that he had mistakenly sent it. Scammer loses patience. At this point in time, the scammer was getting impatient, but the poor fellow still didn't know what was happening while the seller kept tagging him along on a wild goose chase. In the end, the seller made a handwritten receipt and sent it to the scammer. After the seller sent the receipt, the scammer blue-ticked him and disappeared, probably figuring out that he had been caught. Scammers are always trying to figure out how they can cheat their next victim, which is why we can never be too careful. Even sellers are being targeted nowadays. Stay alert and vigilant, especially when a stranger messages you. Also read, Majin trolls woman who tried to scam him by offering sugar mommy services. Source, TV Sukaria 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 Source, TV Sukaria. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.